Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
I don't think there's enough votes to codify unless something happens unusual in the House. I think we're going to get very close in the House, but I think it's going to be very close, but I don't think we're going to make it.
President Joe Biden says Democrats will likely not have the votes needed to codify abortion rights following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Several states rejected efforts to restrict access to abortion during midterm elections.
Providing the certainty is really important. The ability to protect your family through the legal means that accompany marriage is critical to folks.
The Senate is expected to vote this week on legislation led by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin to codify same-sex marriage. A first vote on the bill could happen as early as Wednesday. Democrats will keep the Senate, but Scott Wong of NBC News says control of the House will take longer to determine.
Democrats really have defied history here because of the slow count in California, where a lot of these uncalled races are. We may not know for days, perhaps even weeks.
19 races remain undecided. Republicans need to win at least 6 seats, while Democrats need at least 14. More than 60 Republicans, including former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, say party leadership elections should be delayed until after Georgia's Senate runoff next month.
It's 4 votes that control this town.
Trump himself is expected to announce his presidential intentions today. Arizona GOP Chairwoman Kelly Ward thought the Democrats were up to no good on Election Day 2020.
You know, we're looking at everything because there's a lot of funny business going on out there.
Now the House committee investigating the January 6th attack could find out how Ward responded. The Supreme Court denied efforts by Ward to block the committee's subpoena seeking her phone records. Committee members believe Ward played a key role in efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election.
And we know that the administration knows of Peltier's clemency request, and we're going to continue to press and raise awareness until Peltier is granted clemency.
Rachel Thunder of the American Indian Movement says a more than 1,100-mile spiritual walk from Minneapolis to Washington, D.C. helped raise awareness of efforts to free Leonard Peltier, who has served more than 46 years in prison following the murder of 2 FBI agents at Wounded Knee in 1975. Peltier is 78 and in poor health.
Just need a moment to thank God. Breathe a sigh of relief.
Finally, University of Virginia Police Chief Timothy Longo Sr., after a student gunman who fatally shot 3 members of the school's football team and wounded 2 others, was taken into custody. The Gun Violence Archive shows nearly 600 mass shootings in the U.S. this year so far. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.